for. I was on the play football. That's what my mentality is.
It's going to be physical. It's going to be tough. You're going to be tired. All that, man. All right? Get that out your mind. We got to go the entire game because the game is won right here in this group.
For 15 seasons, Michael Strahan was the physical and emotional leader of one of the most dominant defenses in New York Giants history.
Pass for the Giants was defense. We were very much into trying to shut teams out, live up to the legacy of the Giant defense, and we had guys who were smart enough to realize that.
Takes the snap and drops back under pressure. Sacked by Strahan back at the 20. It's Michael's second of the ball game. Strahan set the NFL single-season sack record with 22.5 sacks in 2001. In 2007, he became the New York Giants' all-time sack leader.
The league sack record was great. But the thing I'm most proud of is breaking LT's sack record.
First and 10 Eagles, McNabb back to throw. Steps up under pressure, and he's sacked by Michael Strahan. And there's the record, the New York Giants record, 133.5. And he does it with Lawrence Taylor in the house.
And so to pass something that he did made me feel great. But one thing that I pride myself in, and I tell people all the time, I don't miss rushing a passer. I don't miss that. I miss playing a run. That was my first love. I love to play the run, and the pass was secondary. To be thought of as a great run defender means something, because you can get somebody who's fast who can just go and rush the passer, but it takes something different, some certain type of desire to play the run, especially when you're going against a guy who sometimes outweighs you by 100 pounds.
Champions and winners believe they will win the game.
But there was nothing, absolutely nothing I enjoy more or nothing I miss more is being on that field with the guy. And I got to look at a guy and make him believe, no matter what, that he is the best thing out there on that field, his position, that we are the best thing out there together.
I've seen you. You are the best. You are better than me. All right? They can't touch you.
I'm not worthy. I am not worthy.
Nothing inspires me more than to lead people like that and make them believe something that, as some for most people, would be unbelievable.
The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
Going into the Super Bowl, I'm not thinking it's my last game, but I definitely think this could be.
How do the Giants pull off one of the major upsets in Super Bowl history?
I wanted to win so bad. I wanted to win so bad.
17-14 in the final, okay? 17-14, fellas. One touchdown, we are world champions.
And the only way we're going to win, we've got to score a touchdown.
Believe it, and it will happen. 17-14 in the final. Let's go.
Under pressure, avoids the rush, and he's going to fight out of it. Still fights out of it. Now throws it deep downfield. Wide open Tyree, who makes the catch.
When he caught the ball, game's over. We knew we were going to win. I felt like our story was too great and our season was too great to end with a loss. And after he caught the ball, it was like the miracle continues. We're going to win this game, no doubt.
Touchdown, Giants! And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42. And let the celebration begin.
The parade, you can't explain it because they only saw the people in the street from the pictures. But when you look to the side street and it is a block or two deep on both sides, wow. Wow. I can't explain it.
Michael capped off a 15-year career with a world championship. And in 2010, he earned a spot in the New York Giants Ring of Honor. The Giants' all-time sack leader, number 92, Michael Strahan. And in 2014, Michael was enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Life is about improbability, and my life is improbable. I am an absolutely improbable Hall of Famer. I'm so glad that I am a representative of the 2014 NFL Hall of Fame.
But of all of his accolades and accomplishments, nothing means more to Michael than being a New York Football Giant.
Thank God I've worn one uniform, and thank God it's the Giants uniform. I couldn't imagine putting on a uniform of another team. It would never look the same. It would never feel the same. And no matter what I accomplished, if I had to go somewhere and do it, just not as special as being someplace for 15 years and doing well there. Once a Giant, always a Giant. I always have a home here.